But you heard right here on 92.3 The Fan last night. I mean, that's the first thing that said is the battling of the concussions. You watching the game back over, I got it on NFL Plus. It's not good. The arm kind of stiffens, and you can tell his lights are out for a minute there. Can you tell a guy to retire? But hold on to that thought, because you wanted to ask me about that, and you've brought that up with another player we have, Mike McDaniel. It didn't, you know, it doesn't help, but you can't help to have emotions if you're a caring man, and Mike McDaniel seems to be a caring man. But this got a lot of people going, where you see the images of Mike McDaniel. He's clearly concerned, emotionally concerned. And he was asked in the postgame his immediate thoughts after the Tua concussion.
My thought was concern, and I was just worried about my guy. So it's, not something that you ever want to be a part of. You know, you hope not to.
So a lot of people are saying, like, oh, my goodness, you know, he should consider retirement. Well, yeah, I mean, there would definitely be part of that conversation. I don't know how it couldn't be. But you brought this up, Tone. Can you force a guy to retire? What's the conversation? Could you say a guy needs to retire? I remember this being brought up with Denzel earlier this year, just a few weeks ago, to be honest with you, yeah.
Yeah, and it's interesting to hear McCarthy in the audio, a game that was right here on 92.3 The Fan, say something he's dealt with his whole career, and then you look it up, and it's only the third confirmed concussion. Because what do most of us think? He's had many more, right? So the same thing with Denzel Ward. Denzel's got 5 confirmed concussions, but every year it's multiple times a year.
Well, Tua's the one that brought this back to the forefront, right? After it kind of quieted down on it, and they put him back into a game when he was a rookie or his second year.
That was as ugly as it gets, right? Knowing what we know now about concussions and CTE, which is still not as much as we'd like to know about it, but what we know about it is risking ever just for the sake of one game to put a guy back in a football
game. And if you aren't cleared up from the first one, right, you're only making it worse. But that still just counts as one concussion.
Right.
Because you never
Right, so that's the hard thing is I see yesterday, Kenny, especially after that game, people want to end his career for him. I saw a ton of people. And what's his contract situation, Kenny? What was the contract that he signed?
He signed a big contract.
Yeah, it was a massive contract.
Let me take a look-see here.
So, you know, is that something that, are we saying, if you're advocating for him to give it up and to hang up the cleats, like, are you giving him the contract too, or are you saying that gets terminated along with it?
Clearly, you know what? This clearly goes with the whole fully guaranteed conversation. Now, I if you can't finish the contract, That would go against the guarantee, would it not?
Right. Yeah, they're not going to pay him to just leave.
Yeah.
4 years and 167 guaranteed. 212.4 overall.
And the guarantees, really the guarantees. That's one thing I think we're learning about these NFL contracts is outside of really Deshaun Watson's contract, they're not all truly guaranteed. Maybe I think Kirk Cousins had one.
This one would have a potential out going into 2027 as well. So I just got it up in front of me, but what Owen just said is obviously true because he got it from SpotTrack. So I think that conversation you're having is right. Like these guys, because so many people are going, well, the NFL should have a number that you can't hit. Okay, well, if you have a number that you can't hit,
guess who's never going to hit that number?
I cannot imagine the amount of lying that will go into things. Yeah. I mean, good God,
imagine being a doctor. You could say independent neurologist, but if everybody knows what that number is, like, man, you want to end somebody's career, end their family's ability to make money.
A doctor can only do so much. Ultimately, as a patient, I make my own decisions for my own health and my own life. Like he can't, Keith is watching us through the camera, me eating a muffin. Like, Dr. Dornan can't come over here and slap it out of my hand, now can he? So it's you make your own decisions there. And a doctor can only advise and say, no, I wouldn't do this, I wouldn't do it. But can I tell a guy to not try to go out there in the field for $54 million in 2026? I can't do that.
Well, that's what I wonder.
I can't do that.
Because I used to be a much, much bigger fan of MMA and the UFC, and the fans of these guys, they don't seem to care as much as fans in the NFL do. In the UFC, fans just want to watch all these guys. And yeah, they pick their favorites, but they're never lobbying for guys to step away. Like, they're always going to watch the next fight. Hell, Mike Tyson, it was supposed to die. Is he ever going to actually fight one of the Paul brothers?
I don't know if that'll actually play out.
But, like, this is a very dangerous thing. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Everyone wants to see Mike Tyson fight one more
time. Because Mike Tyson's a grown adult, and you make your own decisions as a grown adult. You go through that under your own volition. As much as I can wince about Tua Tagovailoa, I do have the option to not watch. I mean, when he had Ed Cunningham, who used to do games on ESPN, he said he was no longer doing them anymore. No longer doing them anymore. Because of the whole concussion thing years ago. So you can always choose to not watch if you're nervous about Tua Tagovailoa. But if he's a good enough quarterback to play, then he has, I'm sorry, he has a right to make his money. As upsetting as that thought might be, because it's, I don't know what else. Maybe Tua Tagovailoa is a really smart guy and he can do other things that are very, very, very lucrative. But you can't, you're not going to make this type of money. $56 million he's due. $54 million he's due in 2026.
Well, and I know we want to save these guys from what could be the ultimately the worst possible outcomes. Junior Seau comes to mind. And that's why there's so much more publicized, so
clearly,
much more that we know. The NFL's taken steps.
But they've done rules differently. I brought this up to you on opening night or last week with Kansas City and Baltimore. As much as we get so upset about the rules and say, put flags on them, put dresses on them, but the rules, you can't deny they're starting to work. Guys are tackling differently. Guys are doing things differently. Lamar, you saw Lamar on the second to last drive. They're driving down to try to get a field goal to bring this thing within a touchdown. Lamar immediately takes a hard right, goes out of bounds. Guys pull up. He is giving himself up saying, I'm going out of bounds, and the guys are pulling up. Remember the Kenny Pickett play at Pitt?
Mm-hmm.
And people are going, no, you are not doing that.
We have to fix that.
Because
yeah.
I don't need guys launching into people over that. You had the Kyler Murray play on Sunday where
yeah.
they were worried about contact, and they're really going to call it. Like, the rules have changed, and frankly, the rules, as much as people roll their eyes, they're working. They are working. At professional football, I can't tell them not to go out and make his money. I want to ask Daryl about this. I want to ask Nathan about this coming up later on.